Thus, he argued, the real soul and heart of Christianity and the real greatness of Jesus Christ, who he argued was not a divine figure, but a man of genius, a great prophet, was that he could see through the falsehoods of civilization even in his time. And Tolstoy argued that what Jesus taught was not mystical, it wasn't mysterious, despite all the myths, he said, the church had built up around Jesus' life, but it was simple and understandable by all. And the church tried to hide these simple truths because, as Tolstoy argued, they were dangerous truths for any established power to hide them behind ritual and dogma. For Tolstoy, the whole of Christianity and of his new religious perspective was expressed in the Sermon on the Mount, which Tolstoy summed up in a wonderful phrase in his essay, What I Believe, which he wrote in 1882 to let people know these ideas. He said, the essence of Christianity is nothing less than, his words, Christ enjoins men to refrain from stupid actions. In other words, from acts that their nature tells them are wrong, anger or hatred or violence or murder. And inspired by this ethical reading of Christianity, Tolstoy goes on to reject just about everything the established Orthodox Church held sacred. He rejected theological dogma, the Holy Trinity, Immaculate Conception, Virgin Birth, Christ's divinity, resurrection, was all a myth to hide the fundamental ethical truth that he and many others at his time were saying is at the heart of Christianity. He also rejected the need for priests and sacraments and liturgy. For Tolstoy, the only sacrament needed was the practice of universal ideals of moral good, which are natural to people once they rediscover them. In fact, toward the end of his life, Tolstoy decided to advance these ideas by actually rewriting the Gospels to create one single narrative instead of the confusion of four that would be without anything mystical or supernatural. He felt like he had become virtually a witness himself of the moment of crucifixion and the story of Jesus, and therefore should write his own Tolstoyan gospel. Now I want to conclude by recalling Tolstoy's comment when he says, I'm Tolstoy, I'm not a Tolstoyan. Because this in a way is a way of suggesting that he did in many ways remain a person, a man, and as such filled with contradictions and doubt. As I've suggested, one can see in some of his closest characters in his novels, like Pierre Bezukhov. His arguments, when you take them as a whole, were often contradictory. He famously argued for quietism, for non-resistance to evil, for Christ's principle of turning the other cheek. But he also insisted that evil has to be publicly criticized as often as possible. He combined a belief in learning from common people with a conviction that they needed to be taught to see the light of truth, hence writing so many pamphlets, planning to rewrite the Gospels themselves. People needed to be persuaded. He combined a belief in absolute truths, which were natural to human beings, an idea we've seen others articulating at the time, with a conviction that their verity could never be demonstrated, that only faith ultimately brought absolute certainty. And yet, as he often argued, faith without questioning was blind faith and potentially a lie. Ultimately, in other words, he never stopped asking questions, struggling to find certainty, like so many of his literary characters, in fact. And in the end, these uncertainties led him on his final tragic journey, his decision to abandon everything and wander the country as a poor pilgrim. One interpreter of Tolstoy's life, Sir Isaiah Berlin, great intellectual historian of Russia, described this dramatic and fateful moment starkly. In his words, Tolstoy sacrificed all he had upon her altar, the altar of truth. Happiness, friendship, love, peace, moral and intellectual certainty, and in the end, life itself. And all she, all truth, gave him in return was doubt, insecurity, self-contempt, and insoluble contradictions. Perhaps in a way, this uncertainty and contradiction is really at the heart of Tolstoy's genius, and in many ways, his centrality as a man of his age, the late 19th and early 20th century of Russia. He probed much more deeply than most in searching for answers, but he was always too much of a genius to ever be certain that he found them. No less importantly, In this uncertainty, he was in many ways, perhaps tragically, characteristic of his time. Next time, I'm going to return to the state and its rulers, and to a man who seemed stubbornly certain that he did know the truth about life and the world. This was the Emperor Alexander III.